Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran and the Management Perspectives Podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives Podcast. In this show, I'd like to share with you a conversation between my colleague Stan Miller and Ricardo Cavana, chairman of Cavana Packaging Group. They spoke about creating a synergy between humans and machines, from knowledge sharing to improved training, from efficiency gains to better quality control. Allowing your machines and your workforce to work better together is one of the key benefits that digitalization has to offer. Let's hear what they had to say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rock Studios. I'm Stan Miller. I'm the PR and Analyst Relations Manager for Rockwell Automation in the EMEA region. And I'm joined by Ricardo Cavana. He is the chairman of Cavana Packaging Group. Ricardo, welcome to the studio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the invitation.
We're very excited to have you here because we're going to be talking about how digitalization helps humans and machines work more effectively together. So, fascinating topic. To get us started, from your perspective, what are some of the benefits that packaging companies can receive by successfully encouraging the synergy between operators and machinery?
Well, more and more the interface between operator and machinery has to be redesigned according with the new digitalization technology are coming into the market. But first of all, let me explain how could we develop a new interface. Try to imagine a real situation. We are in the production plant. 8,000 biscuits a minute are coming into the packaging line. We do floor wrapping business. We do turnkey system solution. So we need to guarantee that 8,000 biscuits are being flow packed, are being put on the carton display and delivered to the logistic. And in case of a machine stop, the operator has to find quickly the solution, understand where is when the problem is, and as soon as possible, push a button or have a quick changeover or a quick solution to find and restart the production. So we are in a typical situation that the time is very important, and also competence is very important. And not all the operators are really well-skilled because they are new, they are not expert people. So digitalization, human interface, could support people in an easy way to find the solution, to find where is the problem, to find the solution, and restart the machine. So I always ask my engineer, don't think to develop something as an engineer, but think of your of the people that are not expert on a smartphone, are not expert on technology, because it's really important to find easy solution to create interface between machinery and human interface operator.
That's a great example. And let me just maybe follow up on that a little bit. When we talk about connecting operator and machine, how does this approach help encourage adaptability and flexibility?
So market is requesting more and more flexibility, but they want more and more automation. So it's a kind of paradox because the flexibility and automation are not easy to join together. So what we are trying to do, first of all, is to guarantee fast changeover and at the same time availability of the packaging machine. For doing that, what's really important is to create a synergy in between the operator and the human interface, once again. But the synergy needs to run in the both direction, because human interface and technology has to give suggestion and support to the operator. But in the future, more and more, the operator could give a suggestion move their experience to the human interface, to modify the human interface, even the software, to different situation. Because 8,000 biscuits a minute could change in 1 hour to another 1 hour. The batch of production could be different because of the flowers, because of the humidity. So this production situation changes very quickly, and the machine has to be adaptive. And of course, we could put a vision system, a sensor, whatever, but the operator experience is very important. So in the future, HMI and operator has to communicate each other and to support it, each other to be more adaptive.
That's a really interesting dynamic that you describe. I mean, what can your human workforce learn from these automated solutions that you're talking about?
So, the people has to have a great opportunity to learn what the digitalization could provide as a big data. For instance, the OE. Actually, our packaging machines are all connected and are capable to collect data and to understand what's going on the quality and performance and availability. We collect all the error that come from the machinery, and we are able to give the operator a clear picture of what's happening on the line. So the operator could learn a lot and understand what's happening, what is happening on the packaging line, the production line, and to find solution to improve and to keep the availability as higher as possible.
It's great perspective, and you've touched on this a little bit, but I want to ask it anyway. Like from your view, what role does the connection between people and technology, drive toward a more automated plant floor?
I think the roles of the operator is going to change in the future, because there will be more and more supervisor, there will be more and more a kind of advisor of the digital platform of the automation system, and they will be requested to be more interactive. To adapt the automation, the software, to the different production condition. So, of course, we need to train those people, but even the system we are developing and we are putting on our machine has to be really easy to use as a smartphone.
That's a great metaphor, I think, for really kind of explaining how these interfaces and the workforce need to be able to connect and how intuitive they need to be. This has been a great discussion. I'm so grateful for having you in the studio today. Thank you.
It's a great pleasure, and have a great day.
If you'd like to learn more about industrial automation and digital transformation solutions, particularly when it comes to human-machine interfaces and how they connect to the workforce, visit www.rockwellautomation.com.
You've been listening to the Mandarin Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, then please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.